You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Hope
Tuesdays are off to a great start. Let's try some mail sack, shall we? We will get to the rest of the college football world coming up bottom of the hour. Will LSU still be in the SEC on Thursday?
One of the more strange developments would be if they got voted out and then just became Southern Notre Dame. Because why would you join a conference?
I figured this would be right up your alley. Did you see the clip of him and McAfee on game day on Saturday?
You know, can I tell you this?
Yeah, fire away.
No, I did not. All I caught of pregame coverage Saturday, because I was busy getting stuff done, and Nottingham Forest and Tottenham were
There's
on a zero.
I'm driving down to Eugene, and my phone's buzzing. I'm like, who the hell is texting?
Right.
What is
did that on purpose
these
to you.
Jackasses?
2 hours of my life,
man.
I won't get back.
You got to get the open net. You got to kick the PKs.
My team should have won. We got robbed. VAR, go to hell.
More controversial. VAR or 1 second in the Big Ten?
VAR.
Yeah, VAR. Okay. Not even close. There was no view that showed a handball. We should have had a goal and beaten Tottenham. All I caught on game day was the country music gal, Lainey, what's her face?
Lainey Wilson. She's a Louisiana gal.
Beautiful. Seems like a nice gal. One of the worst people on television I've ever watched.
Oh, it was that bad, huh?
It was like... And
was that the guest?
Yeah,
she was the guest picker.
Oh, okay.
She's in full LSU, gear. She's playing to the... She's picking everything LSU's like, national champion. But she's delivering no enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
It just was quiet. She's like, and I think LSU's going to take it.
Oh.
And McAfee's next, like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pick right now. And my wife's like, who is this guy, this madman? I go, he makes $60 million a year. He's the biggest media member.
She'll look at you and say, do more of that. Why don't you do more of that on the radio?
More.
Why don't you start yelling,
works for Screamin' A. It works for McAfee.
What's the matter with you?
I was like, he also does wrestling stuff. She goes, I totally understand and see it now.
That checks out.
He did the whole big, did Clemson bring in portal guys? Who's Clemson got a quarterback with his give me a legend. I'm just like, yep. That's the McAfee right there.
I forgot. That's right. The only part of it I saw was because I literally opened my iPad. We were on the air at 8:30 or 8, no, 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock on Saturday?
8 a.m.
I caught a little bit of the pregame,
hey, look
by
at that.
The way.
The pre.
How was the new mobile studio?
It was fantastic. It was delightful.
Had
game changer.
Little echo.
Little bit of an echo. We noticed that. We got to, we'll see what we can do.
I didn't know I was more impressed with the picture of you three in a mobile studio or the fact that Anthony was in a little bit of a tight contest on Friday night.
Oh, they won by 20, didn't they?
I think they won by 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
But we were keeping score in the crowd. Only down one score.
Here they go.
And then he made the game for the pregame.
He did. That's a quick turnaround for him. Those are late Friday nights. So I did turn it on. I did see the final pick, but I didn't have a sound on because I was waiting for the Oregon State game to start because it's 9 o'clock, get my iPad up, get ready to go.
Right.
They had a moment where Kiffin was there doing the coach interview midway point through the show, whatever, and it's McAfee asking Lane Kiffin a question. Hey, how's your week going? You just got sued by your own conference. And then they commiserated about, I know how you feel. We're in this together, man. We're the two most hated men in America. And they just started laughing.
McAfee said he's the two.
I think Kiffin said it, and he was like, you and I in lockstep there, Pat. We got to shut the haters up, not care what they say. Everybody hates us, right? It's one of those, and I'm just like, I just picture Sprague right now working out in Arnie's yelling about something. So I'm glad you were watching European soccer.
Well, that's the only time I can watch.
I was just laughing when they had to go inside to the chamber music hall by themselves because they had a lightning.
I didn't see that, so there was a weather delay?
Yeah, it was at 6:45 or something.
A wicked little storm that delayed that game for a long time.
It was East Coast, Southeast storms, man. They mean business.
I like McAfee. I think he's really good. I'm more just playing up the fact that it was funny to watch his energy mixed with hers.
Lainey Wilson doing some,
And I loved he stuck up for Indiana because they got booed. He's like, they're the national champions! Put some respect on their name!
It's Indiana! Why is LSU booing Indiana?
Because they're the cream of the crop. And oh, by the way, delightful little advertisement campaign for old Signetti.
He is,
with Jake?
Jake from State Farm. I'm happy.
I'm so happy, Jake.
I'm so happy. Right. Can't you tell by the look on my face?
Perfect.
He's lost his fastball. He doesn't care as much as he used to anymore. Let's get to the mail sack, shall we? Here we go.
Mail sack.
The mail sack brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? Question number one right out of the gate today. Let me scroll to it on my show sheet. Mail sack question. Did the Big Ten lose credibility over the weekend with the Western Michigan finish?
No. There'll be a lot of yelling and screaming and all that sort of stuff. The best thing that they can do now on their Friday night games, they are doing enhanced where they will actually go live like the ACC has done.
Why just Friday nights?
I don't know why just Friday nights.
What is that about? Why would you not do it every other game?
I don't know.
How differently do we view that situation
if
in real time they showed what they showed 2 hours after the game?
Because I went and looked at the video, and you heard the audio in the background too, and everybody's having a calm discussion between the booth and down on the field and what they're looking at, and there's 1 second and the guy's hands are coming together on the football and there's no chaos. So
yeah, there's not some voice in the background like,
hey guys, I'm gonna need 1 more second here.
So if you are not, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that video that they released was doctored in any way, shape or form,
I will say yes. But I'll also say this. Part of the problem is, one, we're finding out about a clock that exists that nobody else knows about. That's not good.
Yeah.
Two, I think the TV referee in almost any sport is so largely irrelevant to my life as a viewer.
It is the most irrelevant
job. They're more like the maitre d'.
You cannot you can't have somebody on television who knows the rules in and out and is giving me basically the ref spin of everything be so incorrect. Yeah. Of like, this game should be over. And then they get the second and goes, I don't really understand it. He didn't know about the secret clock.
This is a ref analyst on television. Yeah.
I also would just like to highlight, I feel so bad for Western Michigan. They deserve to win that game. And in my mind, they basically did. And we'll see the pressure cooker on Bryce Underwood this weekend. They still only got 1 second and had to complete a midfield Hail Mary to win.
Yeah, they still needed a
Hail Mary. So, like, I think the conference did take a hit this weekend, yes. Also, crazy that they caught the Hail Mary pass to win the game.
Yeah, when they put the 1 second back on and it didn't make any sense, because I'm with you, it was like, this guy on the TV's telling me this game's over. What are we doing
and all
here?
All of the TV stuff with the
it was all yes,
the clock
they were showing
that they
was
had
zero
on the TV. So that's the piece I come away with, and maybe that will force now all the leagues to, okay, what? Get the clock, the official clock on there so we see.
Here is ultimately where I come down on this. I think the conference did take a credibility hit. I'd also add, it is now beyond time. If your argument is that there was 0.6 left when the ball was touched, and so there it's dead at a second, fine. Like, if that's your argument and you're in the Michigan Big Ten point of view, cool. We need to pivot to NBA clock. You need to be giving me seconds with decibels there on it.
Yeah.
So I know that if somehow the ball is stopped and there's 0.2 left, I'm not outraged.
That's
by
a good point.
Like, you need to move it.
That's a good point.
Change it. If there's 0.3 left on a clock and you are advocating, now there's a second, because that seems to be another argument that exists, you need to add the decimal into that clock and not go from 1 to 0 without me knowing there's 0.5 left.
That's a really good point that I've never even thought of.
They need to add.
Why don't they have that?
I don't know.
And NBA games have that.
Because forever we didn't need it, and now we seemingly do. So you need to add it to your clock.
I mean, one of our most memorable moments as a franchise happened with 0.9 seconds left on the clock.
Yes. So when you get to under a minute, it needs to be 59 decimal, and then it needs
0.7,
to either.
0.7. Yeah.
So when the clock stops, if there's 0.1 and it's a dead ball, now we know, like, all right, they're going to have one more play instead of it said zero, when we know in reality it's like that extra tenth of a second they're waiting.
I do think their credibility took a hit this weekend. Now, is that fair? Is it unfair? Like, do I think there's some grandiose conspiracy? You know, it's a difficult thing to talk about. We live in an era of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, ask DK Metcalf about that one.
There's a hidden world in Antarctica, don't you know?
Do you know how high you have to be?
Really high. Really high.
Like ice caves of humans living.
I was watching this YouTube video
That's
this one time.
That's a lot of gummies.
I mean, to be fair,
also, shout out my quarterback saying I'm a big conspiracy theorist.
Shout out to my quarterback. I did think at one point being high in the middle of the night that the Mayans predicted the end of the world in 2012 because there was some stone on an island. So I, too, have been there, DK Metcalf. I know what you're going through. We've all been roped in from time to time. Tupac's still alive, don't you know?
I mean, we all have them, you know?
But I think unquestionably their character took a hit. Their credibility took a hit this weekend. Whether it's fair or not, that's just the reaction that they're going to live in for quite some time. Mail sack questions. Congratulations. You are the number one quarterback prospect in the country. Which of these schools would you most want to join and win the Natty / Heisman and be responsible for returning to blue blood status?
Ooh, good question.
Nebraska? We can get to them in the best of the rest this weekend.
Struggle bus this weekend.
Yeah, don't look at that final score and think that was a cakewalk.
That was one, as we're doing the pregame show, that was a 9 a.m. game, and I'm like,
I sent you a
Nebraska's up 14.
Because I started out, I had Indiana on the screen for the second game watching the Beavs.
Yes.
And then very quickly, I'm like, okay. And then I was like, oh, Nebraska's in a dogfight. Let's go see what's going on.
Nebraska, UCLA.
UCLA.
Not a blue blood, so I'm confused now. Hmm. Clemson or Texas A&M, also not a blue blood.
Steve from Crunch, Texas.
I don't know. Why are UCLA and Texas A&M in there? I don't know. Clemson's also not a historical blue blood, I guess, all-time picture, but in the modern era, they certainly are, with two championships. Who would you want to go to?
I pick one that is not listed, first of all. Ooh. A&M, they've never won.
And A&M was in the playoff last year, so you can't use them. Clemson was in the playoff 2 years ago. They just won a title. Like,
you
Nebraska
they
fits.
Rose Bowl in the, what, the 60s? Like,
UCLA's been irrelevant my entire life.
Yeah, most of my life.
Aikman was there.
Yes.
Cool.
What did Aikman win? Did Aikman win a Rose Bowl?
I can't remember.
The Oklahoma transfer, by the way?
Exactly. Started at Oklahoma.
Trying to think of programs that haven't won in such a long time.
So candidates for this would probably be...
Like Tennessee would be a good one.
Tennessee would be a good one, although I put them more in the A&M conversation. Like, they're still they're still good now.
I mean, they won a title of T. Martin.
And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, in terms of, you know, taking them back to
like
their glory.
Like,
they were just in a playoff
planet?
2 years ago. They were just there with a freshman quarterback. This, to me, is like, I think Florida's in this.
You do?
Yeah.
Even though Urban won the two?
He won the two, but I put Florida more into that because it's been about 15 years of substitute
for them.
I mean,
we need to throw USC in it.
USC could be in that
USC,
for sure.
You need to throw Florida State
Nebraska, Florida State, even though they went. I mean,
come on. They were undefeated like 4 years ago. They won the title with Jimbo. I can't put Florida State in.
Who else are we missing?
Florida's a good one because now you're in the like the 15 to 20-year range.
Yeah, how far back are we willing to go?
USC is Reggie Bush Leinart.
Right. Florida State won one in 14.
14.
Was the Winston one or 13, whatever year that was?
Yeah, I need to go a 20 years.
Miami would have kind of been this until last year. They broke through and got to the title game, but Miami was a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Penn State?
Penn State's a great one.
Penn State fits the description.
Who gives you the best, if you're not a pro prospect, but you're a great college football player, which program do you win it for that gives you the best post-career life?
Nebraska.
You think so?
I think so.
I think that might be your answer then. Whoever gives you the best... Football is
That's
over.
That's such
life.
A good question. Yeah. Probably Nebraska because of how long it's been.
I mean, you would be a god
if you won a national title and you were the reason that they won the national title.
What was the last title with Osborne?
They shared it in 97. Michigan and Nebraska shared in 97. The last year before
did
the
BCS
started.
Did they have a standalone in the early 90s?
Maybe
I guess
they
with
did.
Voting, there was probably always a second team.
Been.
But...
They've never won one in the championship era. The next year was the first year of the title game. And I remember that being the year little 8-year-old Dirt was like, what do you mean there's two national champions?
I remember being confused about that, too.
What?
I was a couple years older.
Because my family was from Nebraska, and so they were all roped in. They smoked Peyton Manning in the Orange Bowl.
I've seen that a number of times.
And then it was Michigan playing Washington State in the Rose Bowl. And I was a Charles Woodson kid. I loved that Michigan team. And so I'm rooting like hell. I remember talking trash to my family. Michigan won the title. And they're like, no, they didn't. We did. And it's like, what?
Yeah, we had back-to-back years because you had Colorado and Georgia Tech. And then
talk about controversies.
UW and Miami. The
five downs.
Yeah.
I remember asking my middle school. Middle school? Sixth grade? Fifth grade. Can't remember. I remember asking my coach why Michigan and Nebraska didn't play for the title.
Like, and this makes no sense.
Well, they got a vote on it.
Why would you play?
There's a bowl system at the end.
Have a championship.
Bowls were tied
How would you
into
not
the conferences.
Go play? What are we doing here, man?
I mean, that's a long way to answer the question, but it has to be the one you think that gives you, like, truly sets you up for the rest of your whole existence.
That would be one of the biggest recruiting pitches for if I were at a place that had not, like, Oregon is a category of this, of, like, if you go win a national championship at Alabama, you're a national champion, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you will always be remembered, sure.
So is.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
They've won a lot of them.
Like, you win one at Notre Dame. It's like, okay.
If you win the first one at Notre Dame this year, CJ Carr wins it. That's their first title since 88. Well, he's a god.
Here's a dumb question. If Dante wins the title this year, who's better all time, Mariota or Dante?
Dante. Championship.
Yeah.
He's not a better individual player, but he would be. He would rise to the level of Mariota. With a national championship?
I know.
Yeah, it's the one that's the missing thing, man.
But,
that's the lax horcrux we're trying to grab. It's right there for us.
He's struggling with Boise State.
That is true. They got our number. Don't play him again. Mail sack question. What percentage of the original band members need to still be there before you shouldn't be able to use a band name anymore?
That's a great question.
Two.
How big's the band? Give me a number.
I mean, let's just go.
Five?
Your average band is four, right?
Or five.
Singer, guitar, bass, drums. Let's
maybe
just do
a
that.
Keyboard.
Let's go
maybe
five.
A keyboard. Let's go five.
It has to be three or more.
Three or more.
If you're down to two and you got fill-ins everywhere else, you can't use the band name.
You're not the band anymore.
Nope.
It's got to be a 2.0.
If
Lynyrd Skynyrd 2.0.
Yeah. Now you're just Lynyrd.
You're just new.
Now you're just Lynyrd.
Does it matter if the band the original band members not there are deceased versus were kicked out of the band? Or does that not matter?
Also, what if you have an all-time front man that's dead and they fill in the person's role?
This was Journey.
Yeah.
Linkin Park.
They
got a gal who's phenomenal, but like, she's not the OG.
And
so how do you?
And that's the Eagles now with Glenn Frey.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a really good question. The death one I hadn't thought about either.
The front man is, I mean, for
front
a lot
man's
of people,
key.
It's everything.
The front man's key.
Yeah.
I'm with you on your number. In terms of, I don't know about using the name anymore, but like, I remember years ago we worked with a guy.
But there's some bands that like would constantly cycle people in and out, like Chicago.
Yes, that's true. They had a big band. I mean, that was a big number. So that's a little bit of a unique situation. But we had a guy who used to work at KGON, and he tried to sell us on the excitement of going to see Lynyrd Skynyrd one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, didn't I watch a documentary that they all died in the 70s?
Yeah, but the cousin, he knows all the tunes.
Who's the lead singer's dead? Who's singing the songs?
Well, like, what does the Zac Brown Band do if Zac Brown leaves and they replace him with, like, I don't know.
You ain't going to be the Zac Brown Band anymore.
John. Do they still call themselves the Zac Brown Band with John?
Now they're the John Brown Band, one of the most famous figures in American history. Let's get one more quick one in here. Mail sack question, is there a school or team that celebrates moral victories more than Oregon State football?
You know what?
Just a low blow.
First of all, leave us alone.
Hey.
We got relegated.
Hey!
We got relegated.
I didn't feel like the Beavs
get it out of here.
Celebrating.
I mean, they are.
I mean, they are.
Come on.
But that's okay.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
I'm more excited to watch the team play.
I'm like, I'm more excited to watch them. I feel like they actually have a starting place. Like I said, I was curious. Which game might I want to go down
to? Rephrase the question.
Is there, I already deleted it off my show
sheet,
let me undelete it.
Fan base that celebrates what?
Moral
is there
victories.
A school or team that celebrates moral victories more than Oregon State football?
Penn State.
Hey, you want to go see Joe Paterno's old office?
I would argue after this weekend, Michigan.
Ooh.
I mean, rushing the field for Western Michigan is egregious.
To be fair, though, to Oregon State, like, we're doing this to Boise.
Yeah.
They didn't win the game, I'm not expecting them to win the game.
But they've been a top four seed in a playoff.
I know, but everybody's coming out of the weekend as if they won.
I know.
Because they did in a certain way, but also
one of the best losers in college football this weekend.
They didn't win.
I know.
So that is in defense of Oregon State, that there's a lot of schools this time of year that, like, you were competitive and you played better than people thought. That can be a win in your mind. They've been through a lot, man.
Is it the same phone that Paterno heard about the Sandusky thing? Is that in his office that you get to go see?
I don't know
museum?
If that's the office. I don't know if he has the Sandusky phone in his office or not. I'm not sure.
Okay.
They might have gotten rid of that one.
Did it say Jerry line two?
A little more mail sack on the other side. 105.1 FM, The Fam. All righty. Got a little more mail sack for you. We'll get to the best of the rest of the college football world. Tomorrow will be a very NFL-heavy show. You guys got your divisional picks ready to go?
I will by tonight.
Okay, you got me give you. Here's your homework assignment. Everybody look through your divisions, your
wild
cards.
I got my fantasy football draft tonight,
look at your schedules.
So it's all NFL tonight.
All NFL tomorrow, basically. I'm sure there'll be a few leftovers, and maybe LSU will be out of the conference. Who knows what's going to happen?
My wife texts me, it's been quiet in her house for an hour.
This feels weird.
It's glorious. I'm like, dude, if I didn't have a dentist appointment, I would be there ASAP to enjoy it.
Run home immediately. Oh. Put your feet up on the couch. Just
what
listen.
What are we doing today?
What are we, Dad?
Can you make this for me?
Dad, what's for breakfast? You know how to cook by yourself. All righty, let's get the rest of the sack out of the way here. Mail sack question. Should the Oregon fan base have rushed the field after their win against Boise State? It's not like the game was a cakewalk.
What would the opinion be today if some of the students trickled out onto the field?
I'd admonish everybody possible. I'd want them all banned from Autzen Stadium.
Can I follow up that mail sack with my own mail sack?
Yes, you can.
This one for Jason T. Swigard.
Ooh.
In regards to dirt, how many games does Cleveland win before dirt starts rooting against them, pulling off a conference title and potentially having a PIL player of the year ever again? How many wins? I think it's four. After four, he's actively rooting against it.
No, I'll wait till they get to five. They got to get to five.
They ain't winning a PIL title. Come on.
Because it's his only Hall of Fame nod. It's like, I'm the last one to do it.
Go look at the banner in the gym. Well, you can't right now
because they're
carrying the school down.
See, like the 72 Dolphins. He's popping the champagne.
Oh, without a doubt I am. I'm that petty. I will go to my grave.
Oh, he got sacked four times and threw three picks.
Unless it's Teddy. If Teddy's quarterback, then it'll be okay. You can be the next in line. I will allow that.
Teddy get to wear your number?
Yeah, I'll let him wear 10. He can rock 10.
Follow up.
It's not retired.
Teddy pulls it off. And then Teddy gets in the Hall of Fame, but his dad doesn't.
I'll probably be dead by the time that happens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I had kids older in life.
You're younger than I am.
When he's 30, I'll be...
What if he's so good they put him in at like 23?
That's pretty quick. I guess you technically could do that. If that happens, then by all means, I'm all about
it. I would assume Ndamukong Suh is in the Grant Hall of Fame.
If he goes to play in the NFL, then there's no issues
whatsoever.
They
have guys in the Grant Hall of Fame that I grew up with that I'm like, I don't know what they accomplished to be in the Hall of Fame.
I see people like last time I was at a Hall of Fame thing was for my brother-in-law got into the Grant Hall of Fame for years of service, and he was a good baseball player there and all that.
Of service?
Well, he's like been around he never left the school essentially. He's been coaching and been in athletics
Hall of Fame
and mentoring.
For just being a coach?
Well, he was a good player too, so it's kind of double. You know, he's a good baseball player and then all the years of coaching.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to remember how old everybody was. I want to say there was one guy who was older.
Yeah, but like most
but
of them
the other
are
guys
30
were,
or younger.
Yeah, 30 or younger to that point, I guess. Maybe I'm just thinking of like I've had people from my class go into the school Hall of Fame, and I'm 37 now. So like by the time Teddy's 37, I'll be 72? What? I don't know. Anyways, I'll be old.
But will you be like Carson Wentz?
No, I won't
Peyton
be for that.
Manning, not bitter for that your son did it.
If another quarterback does it and he goes into the Hall of Fame and he doesn't have good numbers, then by all means, I'll burn that school to the ground. But until then, no, I'll be all right with that. Let's see here. A couple more quick ones. Mail sack question. I took my boys to see Weird Al at the State Fair last night. It was a great memory to make as it was the first concert I ever went to with my dad.
Weird Al was?
Back in the 90s, I guess. I don't know. He's still performing. They did a great job. However, because it was Labor Day, the show started at 4 o'clock. So even as they were closing things down with Yoda at the end, the sun was still shining. I'm not going to lie, the daytime concert didn't quite seem right. Do you guys think that the time of the day can seriously affect the vibe of a concert?
It depends on the musician
and
what your aim goal is here. Like, if you're after a night party, yeah. If you're after just a chill, mellow time, maybe have a brewski or papagami, I think a daytime concert's perfect. Just depends on the artist.
Yeah, it depends on the venue, too, for me. Like, if I'm at a setting like the Gorge, and it's a beautiful day, and the skyline's behind you and all that, like, dude, you're loving it, right? In nighttime, you won't be able to see as much. But there are certain vibes of, like, certain concerts you want to go to at night.
Daughter was begging to go to the State Fair, and we went there a couple years ago, and I couldn't believe the price points.
Is that expensive, huh? I haven't been to a state fair. Oh,
yeah, it also didn't help that we went to San Diego and Disneyland, and I'm like, hey, spend like a couple $100.
You want to go pet some pigs? What are we doing here? What are you doing at the state fair? What do they have at a state fair? Rides and
they have rides.
Corn dogs,
then they have
corn dogs.
All the shows, the livestock stuff,
overpriced games that you play a million times.
Yeah.
You want to
throw
animal.
A ball at a milk jug or whatever to knock it off.
78 different kinds of fried food.
Yeah. Mm. Where did this last one go? Here, Sprague. Are you following the Champions League or just Forest? We got a footy question in here.
Great question. I don't watch much of the Champions League. I mainly just follow Forest, but I will acknowledge caught a little bit of the soccer before Nottingham Forest Tottenham kicked off, and then on Sunday. As my Bravos were playing the Phillies before the UW game, you had Arsenal and Chelsea, and that was a fun matchup. I'm kind of slowly creeping into some of the other Premier League stuff, not much Champions League, and mainly just diving into Forest.
Okay. I lied. One more in here that I lost in the shuffle. Mail truck nuts, favorite veggie to grill?
Asparagus.
Oh. Overrated. How do you cook your asparagus on the grill? What's your go-to?
Olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Yeah.
That's it.
Simple, easy, to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Let your pee stink.
Great question. What kind of grill do I have?
What kind of grill do you have?
Well, I have a Blackstone.
We want your pee.
So I have a flat top, just full on.
Then let's go with the Blackstone. What's your favorite to do on the Blackstone?
Blackstone. It's so boring to say potato, but I mean, grilled potatoes are amazing.
They're pretty solid. I got no beef with
grilled
potato. You gonna go potato?
Yeah, it's undefeated.
I love grilling veggies. It's one of the best. That's a great part of grilling. Mm-hmm. The creativity that you can use, different ways you can use different stuff. I'm gonna take an easy way out though. Grill corn, corn on the cob in the summer.
You keep it on the cob or do you cut it off?
I keep it on the cob.
Yeah,
keep it on the cob. A little butter, a little salt, simple, easy. Try and char up the ends if you can. A little bit.
Do you leave the husk? Like pull the husk back. Put some seasoning on and then put the husk.
I do it multiple different ways. Sometimes I slightly pull the husk and then put some seasoning in, cook it that way. Sometimes I like to husk all the way off and put it in a little bit of tin foil, heat it up that way a little bit. You get creative. But corn on the cob is probably my favorite veggie to have.
The missus loves grilled zucchini. I will make her grilled zucchini planks.
I love a good grilled zucchini. I like to mix a bunch of vegetables actually and grill them at the same time.
Yeah, I got a grill basket for onions and peppers and things if you're doing brats or something on the grill.
The grill basket's good to do.
Ooh,
yeah,
peppers are good if you're having a fajita night.
Pepper, I love a good grill pepper.
Or I'll just do roasted.
Or a kebab, put some meat on a kebab with the pepper involved.
You'll do that. Or something. But I will slice up the big panels, each panel of a bell pepper and roast it. And then if you put it in a chicken, Italian chicken panini or something.
Can I give you an underrated thing I like to grill that's not a vegetable?
Yes, you can.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Grilling pineapple salad.
I love grilled pineapple. Yeah. So delicious.
That's a good take right there. Last one. Somebody asking, is it too late? No, it is not. It's never too late. We'll get one more in here. If Sean McVay and Dan Lanning switched jobs.
Right.
Who do you give a better chance to win the Super Bowl or the national championship?
You have to go McVay.
McVay.
Winning the title at Oregon over Lanning win the title at the Rams?
Yeah,
and that's a disrespect thing to Lanning's recruiting ability. But
I mean, he's one of the best offensive minds in football. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the answer. Yeah. Rams have the most talented roster in the NFL on paper, but as we gave you the stat, what was it, last week or whatever, literally the top, every favorite of this favorite level of status does not win the championship NFL.
And I don't know what Maringer will be or not be this year, but I can't imagine what the offense is with McVay's.
It'd be something I'd like to sign up to see. I certainly would love
that. Really, would you?
Yeah, I would be a fan of that. I'll do that trade if you want to do that trade.
No disrespect.
He'd be a good recruiter, too.
Does Dan Lanning even need to coach the Rams? He's not an offensive guy. They'll coach themselves defensively. Hey, Miles, Ryan.
Get that quarterback, Ryan.
Get that quarterback. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Trent.
Let's quickly address the we'll get to the best of the rest of the weekend of college football here in a moment. Are we putting any stock in this SEC stuff? So for those who are,
no,
we have not talked about it yesterday. They are having a hearing in the conference on they are voting on Thursday. The SEC is whether or not to expel LSU from the conference.
No.
Okay. He did not play the NFL guys on Saturday.
He didn't put them on the roster.
Yes.
Now
not yet.
You can add them at some point.
Yeah. They left it. The maximum roster is 105. They turned in 103 names.
Yes.
So there are two spots remaining depending on how all this stuff goes.
Because there was a last second thing from Clemson that they were like, we're going to contest the game. They sent something out too, response of we don't want to play against NFL guys.
Well, I don't think this passes because ESPN is on the horn. You're not kicking LSU out of the conference we're paying you a ton of money for.
That is true. LSU's a big part of that.
It's a huge
big part of
that
contract. That LSU at Ole Miss game is going to be one of the most anticipated games of the season.
They're a
top
three program in the SEC.
Yes.
They might be the best team this year, but like in terms of like notoriety and how many are better
Should
than them?
Should Teresa Gould be lobbing a phone call to
LSU? Hey, you
want to
join the Pac-12?
Yeah, how much are you paying LSU?
LSU can make so much more money going independent than they could for the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A galaxy.
It's not
more.
Even that
Hey, we'll take all the monies from all of you guys, and it still won't be enough.
Lane are Kiffin, come back to the Pac-12.
You want me to the USA Network at 8
home.
O'clock, Lane?
Come on home, Lane!
Lane, you're a West Coast guy at heart. Get your ass back out here. Yeah, it's just, you know, something to file away. I'm with you. I don't think it's actually going to happen. Unique, though, that this is not de-escalated yet, and it's only getting, it seems hotter on the outside, but I do think.
No, there is all sorts of. And that's presidents and chancellors.
Greg Sankey is insinuating that nobody has control in their lawsuit that they refiled, or they added something to it today. He is insinuating that LSU has no control over the football program, which he is 100% right.
He's right.
The governor and Lane Kiffin are running the football program.
The boosters are running the program.
And also the biggest piece of this is that the SEC and the presidents and chancellors are like, we get to make our own rules and we will enforce our own rules and nobody gets to tell us yes or no. No state courts. That's what this is all about.
That's still going on. The story has not gone away. LSU, will they get kicked out of the SEC? They're voting on Thursday to do it. I don't think there's much to it, but something we will monitor nonetheless. Let's wrap it up with the best of the rest, the things that we missed from the weekend in college football we haven't talked about yet, and we'll close it up there next on The Fan. All righty, welcome back in. Last one for us on a Tuesday. The reactions have been delightful. Man, it is crazy this time of year.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
How fast shows go. Like, you just,
Dude, the NFL is back tomorrow.
We got NFL football on our docket tomorrow.
I also realized you're gone in like 3 weeks. See you later.
Thanks for that reminder.
Might be screaming,
might be
baby.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Never
right.
know. Could
you're
be,
right.
You know.
You gotta talk about football. You gotta change tarry diapers.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Get no sleep.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
You know what I did? Yeah, you did all the work. I gotta stay up all night. Have fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Maybe you join us for a daily ticker every now and then.
I might have to.
Just for your sanity's sake.
I did drop a line to the brand man the other day. We were talking about duck games and, you know,
live
the schedule and all that.
To Selwood.
And
how the skunks this morning?
I did say, you know, and come November, I might stay a little bit longer for a game or two, you know, just for a. Just to watch, you know, see what's going on.
I can't wait for her to go, you've never had to do that in 3 years.
Dusty said I got to be here.
Dusty said I got to get all the audio.
He said I got to stay until the end of the third quarter.
Are you drunk? And I'm not drunk.
No, the Ducks are losing again. It's been a fun show. Let's get to the best of the rest, shall we? Best of the rest of the weekend of things we have heavily talked about. LSU.
Yeah.
Killing Clemson. Clemson's dead, RIP.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Big Ten handed a win to Michigan and screwing over our Western Michigan Broncos, the hashtag real Broncos, hashtag Western Michigan.
You like the cowboy hat celebration on a turnover?
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good. What'd you think of Lane Kiffin putting jumpers up in the fourth quarter?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, I respect it. You're up by 50, like, I can't blame it. I'd want to do the same thing, too. Let's see. From a national standpoint, that's kind of all we've got, you know, not a lot. We kind of beat around the bush some other stuff. What are our other big takeaways? Oh, Ole Miss. We got a little bit to the Ole Miss Louisville game. What are our other big takeaways from the weekend of college football?
I don't really have any.
Nothing else that sticks out to you?
What
about your Bruins? Are you in on your Bruins? You feel better about your Bruins?
I didn't change. No, because I picked them to win. Yeah. It didn't really change. Okay. I thought they'd be good. Cal, I think, is going to be a real feisty, annoying team in the ACC. JKS needs to cut these turnovers down, by the way. Looking a little out there.
A few too many turnovers for him.
But, yeah, I like UCLA. That didn't change much of my opinion. I think they're going to be a good team. And they look like an 8-4, 9-3 squad at, like, their best. Maybe I'll be wrong in their 10-2, but, like, I thought they had a pretty good showing for themselves. That was a good environment. Cal isn't known for a great crowd.
No, that crowd was packed, man.
But they showed up. They showed out. UCLA fans seemed pretty charged up about having a good football coach who actually cares about the program. And so, you know, that school in L.A., in Los Angeles, where they play, that school looked pretty good year one under Chesney, better than what they did to Sean Foster.
Wait, they're in L.A.?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
No.
They're in the Pac-12.
No. No, they're definitely not anymore.
Yeah.
The Big Ten versus ACC being a Pac-12 after dark game did make me
I mean, it's so dumb. Oh, this is dumb. It's never gotten better. It's always
watching
been
that on Saturday night. It's like all felt kind of right in the world to a certain extent. Like this is what we used to love, and it'd be some dumb UCLA game where Chip Kelly's team would score like 40 points but give up 75 points, and you're like, what is happening right now? That was our great brand of football that we loved, and it's all dead. So that's cool. Yeah, that's not a lot of it. It was really tough this weekend. I will say, as we always do in these kind of quote-unquote dud weekends, there ends up being one or two, right? My team was one of them. They're in a close game with Boise State as a 24-point favorite. A Hail Mary in the Western Michigan game. And then you need your good games to kind of live up to the hype. Florida State SMU was a solid game last night, kept in check all the way towards the end. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss Louisville ended up being a good game. The other tough takeaway, though, and this is kind of even in the conversation about how everybody is in the sport, there were so many teams that played just
meaningless.
Nothing this
Georgia
weekend.
Played like, nobody. Indiana played
Ohio
nobody.
State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas. I mean, you go down the list. You know, Alabama smoked East Carolina. That's not nothing, but it's not great. Penn State beat Marshall. Yeah. Tennessee played Furman.
You get those every week, though. And that's college doesn't deliver as often as we think. We just tell ourselves it does because the good games are so good.
The difference because you have 138 FBS teams versus 32 NFL teams.
Somebody on social media, I thought, had a really good comp that I saw, and it was like, the NFL is pizza. Good, great pizza's great. Pizza, at the end of the day, even if it's not good, is pizza.
Pizza's always pizza.
College football is seafood.
Oh.
Elite games, really great games.
Hard to match, yeah.
Bad seafood, it's real. Mm. And there is bad college football.
Gas station sushi, quarterbacks who can't complete a pass. I'm going to have diarrhea for a week, man.
Absolutely. And I think that's a right comp. I will always choose pizza over seafood, but I think that's a really good way of putting it.
That's a good comp. I like that. Let's get to our poll questions, and I want you gentlemen to participate in answering these questions. Are you ready? And our poll questions are brought to you on X every day by the Neighborhood Restaurant Group, and they bring you dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. Here we go. We'll go with the most recent one. Did Braden Atkinson's performance versus Houston make you feel more confident about how Oregon State's season will go? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Mine's the coach, but I put the quarterback because he had the performance.
Okay.
Yes.
I also voted yes. 85.1% of you voted yes. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious why the no voters. Maybe you're just trolls. Maybe you actually, you know, I don't know. He threw for 370
yards.
Because
they still lost by double digits.
I know.
And if you don't have a run game, are you going to keep slanging it for 370?
When was the last time Oregon State had a quarterback throw for 350 yards in a game?
I'm going to guess Jake Luton did it.
I would too.
Did DJ have some stupid game one
350?
Year?
350? DJ was pretty.
350 though?
I wonder if it's somebody random where they like threw some like bubble screens and they busted, you know, they were 5 yard slants, but then receivers took off.
Right. Yeah, Jake Luton would probably be my guess, but
Jake Luton had some underrated big games for them throwing.
Yes,
the rock.
He did. He was good throwing the rock. There's no doubt about that.
DJ as a Beaver?
He did not have a 300 yard game. Okay.
The closest he got was 275, and he did that against Cal. So
yeah, it's been a hot minute. That's my larger point.
It's been a bit. I think it's more he stood in there. He was able to withstand. He took shots, that sort of thing. So even if things are going, you know, other aspects or you're in a dogfight or whatever, you feel like you – as long as he's upright – and he's got some targets that he can throw to that look to be dynamic.
Talent, yeah.
You feel like, all right, maybe.
Yeah, who's that freshman? Legree, is that how you say
Legree,
his name?
Yeah.
He was all over Legree. The field, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you still have a puncher's chance, even if you're, you know, down 10 going into the fourth quarter, as opposed to some previous years where you're like, oh, this
that's
how many,
a great
how many
point.
Yards did you say, 350 or 300?
350.
Yeah, closest Luton got in 2019 was 337 against Stanford in that loss.
You got to go back to what? Vaz? Cats?
No, Mannion.
Oh, Mannion.
Mannion would have had one in there for sure. In one of those high-scoring games. The point just being, that's not a regular thing for Oregon State. That's the point.
No, it's very unusual for them to have.
So it did change the way I feel about the season. Should Oregon stay away from scheduling Boise State? Yes or no? I voted yes.
Coward.
I don't care.
You are a coward.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Why would you not want to play?
You shame me on the way out of the studio. It's all right.
Group of six. Team.
No, we'll play Oregon State.
Show you some areas you have to improve
we'll
now before Big Ten teams come calling.
I'll play Marshall.
crazy.
Give me the Western Michigan Broncos. We'll play those Broncos. 51.3% of you say no.
You guys are I'm shocked of how cowardly you are. You won the game.
What fan base feels the worst after week one?
It's a good question.
40% saying Washington.
Well, give us the option.
It's the four Northwest schools. 40% Washington, 33% Oregon, 18% Washington State, 7% Oregon State.
Washington has higher expectations. Washington State can't throw the football.
Wazoo. Wazoo fans.
You think Wazoo feels the worst? I'd say Washington just because of how ugly it was. What fan base feels the best after week one? Overwhelmingly, Oregon State getting the vote, 60% of the vote.
Yeah.
Probably right. There you go.
419 against Washington State.
What year?
That was his last year, 2014.
Been a minute.
12 years.
It was a long time ago, man. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. It was great talking ball and reacting and everything over the weekend. We will talk to you tomorrow. The NFL is back, baby. We'll have a big NFL preview show tomorrow as we kick things off in the National Football League. Talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harris Marang, is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.